Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 107, verses 4 to 9. Redemption, picture 1. You'll recall that in the previous discourse, I tried to make the point that Psalm 107, the first several verses, contain four pictures, four illustrations of the picture of redemption. And I want to look at these pictures one by one. And in this discourse, Psalm 107, verses 4 to 9, the picture we get here is of wanderers in the desert wastelands. They find no way to the city where they can settle. They're lost. They're hungry and thirsty, and their lives are ebbing away. They're frightened. They're frustrated. They're searching. They're wandering in a lonely desert. Now, I'm a citizen of the UK, and I have on one or two occasions been in the deserts, and they are, to me, very threatening places, vast, vast distances, stretching all to the horizon, and it's so easy to lose one's way in the trackless desert. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. They're really battered and needy and lost. They're thirsty, they're hungry, and they're in a wasteland. Then, we read in verse 6, then they cried out to the Lord. What a glorious word. Oh, that there might be several thens coming out of this discourse. Cowper prayed 1,000 hearts. Well, that'd be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? Then, oh, that there might be a then. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. They were threatened. They were thirsty. They were hungry. They were lost. They were ruined. Distressed and defeated, bewildered, frightened, they cried to God. They knew there was no good looking to self. There was nothing to look for within self. There was no good looking at the desert. That was a vast wilderness to them. But God led them by a straight way. It's so easy to walk in circles. I've done it myself, been lost in a sandy place in the high fells. I've gone in circles. It's so easy to do it. He led them in a straight way to a city where they could settle. And then, of course, the conclusion is, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, for his redeeming mercy and his kindness to them. Now, this is a picture of redemption. Isaiah 55. O everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. Come and buy. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Not in self, but seek the Lord. John chapter 6. Come unto me, the bread of life. Whoever eats me will live and be satisfied forever. Come unto me and drink, all who are thirsty. I came to Jesus as I was. I ate, I drank, I fell at his feet, I trusted him. That's what Bonner said. And he found him, that he was all that he was promised in his word. My friend, this is a picture of redemption. This is a picture of salvation for sinners. It might be a picture based on the Israelites in the wilderness. It might be. But my friend, there are many now, perhaps you're one, wandering, lonely, threatened, fearful, don't know where to go. Then cry out to God, cry out to Christ, and have that experience of finding his mercy. And does thy laboring bosom heave for thy heart for Jesus, I, though guilt and doubtings make thee grieve, still for his mercy cry. If there's a space within thy breast that none but Christ can fill, he died and therefore can give rest, he's true and therefore will. Did ever sinner sink to woe, thirsting for pardoning grace? 10,000 voices answer no, none die that seek his face. Go then, poor leper, cast thy soul down at his nail-pierced feet. He'll raise thee up, he'll make thee whole, and all thy foes defeat. His word, his cross, his blood, his pain, his rising from the grave, ring through the earth again, again, he's willing now to save. And that's true for you, my friend. Septimus Sears wrote that. And it's so true today as it was then. Oh, these wandering, lonely, bewildered, lost people cried out to the Lord and were delivered. Add to their number, my friend. call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Blessed be God. Shall be saved. And that includes you.